In many African countries, adult men are getting circumcised to stop the spread of HIV. That's because research shows that male circumcision can protect both men and their female partners from AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases. The World Health Organization concluded that universal male circumcision in sub-Saharan Africa could prevent close to 6 million new cases of HIV infection and 3 million deaths over a 20-year period. Dr. Aaron Tobin is a pathologist with Johns Hopkins Medicine. He studied the health and economic impact of circumcision.
Three randomized trials, which are the gold standard of our medical evidence, have shown that male circumcision reduces HIV, genital herpes, and human papillomavirus that causes penile cancer.
In Judaism, male circumcision is obligatory. For Muslims, it's recommended. In other cultures, it's a rite of passage into manhood. During the procedure, the foreskin is cut from the penis. Many Americans say male circumcision is unnecessary. Some insurance plans, both private and public, no longer pay for the procedure. The American Academy of Pediatricians recently issued a statement supporting the procedure. One of the group's task force members, Dr. Douglas Dikema, spoke to VOA via Skype.
The task force also came to the conclusion that circumcision is cost-effective. In other words, that although it costs money to circumcise a baby boy, it also saves money in terms of saved health costs related to the reduction in sexually transmitted diseases.
The pediatric group did not recommend routine male circumcision, but it did say the procedure should be covered by insurance. A study by Dr. Tobin validates the group's findings.
What we found is that just the current rate of decrease of male circumcision from 79% to 55% over the last 20 years will increase the United States healthcare expenditures by about $2 billion.
Doctors say complications from male circumcision on infants are rare and usually minor. They also say that male infants have far fewer complications than men or boys do when they get circumcised later on. Carol Pearson, VOA News.